Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Yes, it is Stevie Aisha Mills, and I am here with you guys. You know that means it is the first Monday of the month, and I normally come here on the first Mondays and Tuesdays of each and every month, and it's been my pleasure to do so. Today is going to be an amazing topic with an amazing guest. But what I want to do is actually tell you a little bit about who we are and what we do here. I've been able to lead this show through a great blessing that I received from the founders of PWE. As you know, Professional Women Entrepreneurs is an amazing organization that is co-founded by Shanita Williams and Tashant Rhodes. And our goal is to empower the Renaissance woman who has a purpose, vision, and plan. And our vision is to help women around the world build businesses and grow their net worth. So that is the goal and the vision, and it is a collaborative organization of like-minded women breaking barriers and setting new heights. So that is exciting. And I've been doing this show for over a year now, and it's been a great pleasure. So hopefully we have brought you some great guests, including the one tonight. I want to let you know that Michelle A. Roberts of Atlanta, Georgia, is a fighter and winner. She describes an impressive life change in this way. After being married for 17 years, I finally awakened to the realization that my drug-addicted husband was not going to change. I had remained in the marriage for too long, largely for two reasons. One was because I thought no one would want a fat girl with three babies. The other deeper reason was because I was not raised with my father and I always wanted that relationship. So I clung to the hope that my husband would be the man who would fill that void. He did not. In fact, he put our children and me through the maddening frustrations and disappointment that come with sharing life with our addict. Michelle says she became so depressed that she began carrying 268 pounds on a 5-foot frame. Finally, however, she took charge of her own life. She had life-altering surgery, gastric bypass, and lost more than 110 pounds. She got a divorce, began a lifestyle of fitness, went back to school, and obtained bachelor's, master's, and currently a doctoral candidate. She's opened several businesses, and she says, yes, the years of schooling and attitude change were hard. She says, yes, she cried. Yes, she complained sometimes, but whenever she felt on the verge of giving up, she only had to look at her three children, and a fight for dear life would arise in me. That is so awesome. And Michelle, honey, if I was not hoarse, you would hear the excitement. You know, I get excited. So hopefully you can feel it. But that, I just love your story each and every time I hear it. So what we want to do is welcome Michelle Roberts to our show, Professional Women Entrepreneurs. Welcomes you to PWE Empowerment Radio. Michelle, can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Stevie. I really appreciate it. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Now you can take the show away.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm so glad to be on the show. Thank you, Stevie, again for inviting me. And I'm just going to get started on the power of words. Now, if you've ever attended a Sunday morning service, I am sure that you've heard this verse, that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it, a way to express one's emotions and utterance. It's news, it's information, it's an undertaking, a promise, a decree, an order, or even a slogan. Now, from that definition alone, you can see that words have power, and they can dictate an action depending upon the use of what is said. Someone once said that your words carry an amazing power. So when you speak, make sure that you uplift someone and never put them down. Words, they can change a situation from heated to calm. Words, they can start a fight or end a disagreement without any violence. Now, back in my day, I don't know how the age range that is on here today, but back in my day, said your mama, a fight would ensue, okay? And I know some of you guys can realize that. Words, they can build up and words can tear down. Now, I often heard when I was younger to choose your words wisely. And as a child, I really didn't understand, you know, what do you mean choose my words wisely? But as time has progressed and as I have experienced life, both personal and professional, I have learned the value and the power of the words I speak and even what I allow others to speak into me. Now, how many of you can relate to this? Think about this. You have met the one you thought who was going to hang the moon and the stars. Well, I married that man 10 years. It was awesome the first 5 to 7 years. But then the game changed. That man got strung out on crack cocaine, and our heavenly home became H-E-double-L. I had 3 beautiful children from that union. I ballooned to over 268 pounds on a 5-foot frame, and Krispy Kreme and the hot donut sign became my friend. I was broken. My self-esteem was low. I felt hopeless. And I remember saying these words that no one would want a fat woman with 3 babies. But Les Brown says, and I quote, "Forgive yourself for your faults and for your mistakes and move on." To realize that I had to make a decision. Everything starts with a decision. I decided to start speaking into my life with positive words, and I began to take action. I decided to take charge of my health, and I had surgery, and I lost over 110 pounds. I decided I need to go back to school. And at 40 years old, and I'm 50 today, I went back to school and I completed my bachelor's degree. I went on to obtain my master's. And then one day I said, Dr. Shell sounds real good too. So now I'm currently a doctoral student. I left that man and I excelled even the more. Now my question for you today is this. What are you saying? What are you speaking about your situation? What are you saying regarding your life? What are you speaking about others, your family, your children, your friends? When you speak or say something negative, you are sending out an instruction and an intention regarding that particular situation. If you're wondering today, why are things going wrong, are not quite like you want, you need to change what you say. You need to speak what you desire, even if you don't see it. You can absolutely change your circumstance. You can change your money. You can change your health. And you can change your life. I am a witness to that. If you want to change our lives and our destiny, we need to consciously choose the words we use. What would happen in a situation that used to make you feel angry or even annoyed, you use a word like I'm a little peeved instead of I'm enraged and y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. You know, what would happen if you use more flattering words to describe your situation? Ambrose Bierce, she says, and I quote, "When you speak, when you're angry, you will make the best speech you will ever regret." Conversely, if someone asks you, "How are you doing today?" Think of the difference between these two responses. "How are you doing today?" And then you say, "Oh, I'm okay. It's just another day." What about saying something like this? "I'm awesome, fabulous, and amazing." The words that you speak become your experience of the day. For again, I say to you, choose your words wisely. Words that are not used in the correct way, they can bring havoc and disharmony to the word, to the people that those words are fired towards. The words that you say actually reveal the condition of your heart and the status of your circumstances. But when you use your words correctly, your words, my words, have the power to change the world. Now, one of the things that I do to empower me through the use of words is to speak affirmation. An affirmation is a statement that is carefully crafted to address an unwanted pattern. And you transform yourself through the use of positive thoughts and positive speaking. An affirmation, it can be a phrase that's written down. It can be a statement that is repeated verbally. It also can be an audio recording that you listen to repeatedly. An affirmation will allow you to focus your attention on the positive outcome of a situation, and it's structured so you can realize that the outcome is already a reality. Now, Jim Rohn, he's one of my favorites, he says this: successful people are characterized by their words that they speak. They know the importance of speaking words that will build up self-esteem and confidence, that will build relationships and build possibilities. They speak words of affirmation, encouragement, love, acceptance, and appreciation. Now, some of my favorite sample affirmations I'm going to share with you today are the following: my life with love, fun, and friendship. I am loving, lovable, and I find love everywhere that I go. I live in harmony and in balance. I make friends easily. I am giving to others generously in thought, in word, and in deed. Now, I'm going to leave with you today four actions that I want you to do. Number one, I want you to be mindful of the words that you speak over yourself and over others. A word or an affirmation for the day. Say it, meditate on it until it resonates deep within. Number three, I want you to do the top two tips that I just named again and again and again until it becomes second nature. And number four, before you speak, ask yourself, is what I'm about to say going to uplift the hearer? Will it inspire? Will it motivate? Will it create forward momentum for them? Will it dissolve fear and create safety and trust? Will I create a positive or negative ripple effect just by speaking out those words? Let's be determined to unleash, the power of our words for positive change. Mother Teresa says this: kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are endless. Remember that there are power in our words. Thank you so very much for listening. Stevie?
Awesome. And thank you for that. If you could just repeat the four steps again.
Absolutely. Number one, I want you to be mindful of the words that you speak over yourself and over others. Number two, I want you to choose a word or affirmation for the day and say it. Meditate on it until it resonates. Number three, I want you to do the top two tips that I just named again and again and again until it becomes second nature. And number four, before you say anything, ask yourself the following: is what I'm about to say going to uplift the hearer? Will it inspire, motivate, and create forward momentum for them? Will it dissolve fear and create safety and trust? Will I create a positive or negative ripple effect just by speaking out those words? Let's be determined to unleash whatever we say to make a positive change.
Wow, 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 wow. Awesome. So, everyone, normally I don't open the line for guests, but what we are going to do tonight, if you have a question, hit the number one on your phone, and you can, we'll see your hand raised. so that you can bring your question to the show. So definitely want to make sure that everyone is able to give their questions or their kudos, as I always say, to Michelle, because she did a phenomenal job. She really did. And it was just so precise and so just phenomenal. So I do want to ask a question, because we kind of both glossed over your story. So I want to ask one question as we begin, and that's just if you can tell me when was the most resounding time in your life when you had to actually rely on those four steps that you just taught us?
For me, it was when I made the decision that I needed to leave the marriage. The reality hit that I would be a single mother raising my children. And what was I going to show them? Were they going to be raised by a bitter old lady, okay, always talking about their dad and not building them up? Or were they going to be raised by somebody that spoke positive into their lives, let them know that they can do anything and we can do anything, and most importantly, that God was going to bless. So that's when I made the decision. They were my why. I believe everybody needs a why when they're getting ready to make a change. And at that time, my why were my children. I looked at them and I said, I'm going to make a change for them and for me.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you. And we do have a caller in the queue, area code 786. I'm about to open up your microphone. Hello, caller, you're with us. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
This is Dr. Renee Sunday. I'm from Atlanta. I'm in Florida right now. Hey, Dr.
Hi,
Sunday.
Dr. Sunday.
Hi, I just could not resist Michelle. She put me back where I need to be, because we need these affirmations. We need to. I just want to give kudos. Stevie, you always get me straight. I mean, when I met Stevie, you guys, I think she has as much energy and more than I have. So I really love your platform. And Michelle, I thank you for reminding us about those affirmations, because it does get us through one step to the next. So I do just give you kudos for being in your purpose, and as well, you as well as Stevie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Sunday. Thank you.
We love
you here. You know, PWE loves you. I love you. I'm sure Michelle loves you. So you just
Absolutely.
Are a bright spot. And I hate that my voice is like this, because, yes, me and Dr. Sunday had some great fun together since we've met each other. So hopefully you can hear my excitement. I'm like, Lord have mercy. But just keep on, like you said, don't stop, get it.
There you go. Thank you, lady.
All right. Great. Well, that is awesome, Michelle, that you have people calling in. On their vacation. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
But yeah, let me see. So this was what happens when you do new stuff, because I don't normally open mics, so now I don't know how to close them. But but I do want to ask, like, what do you think about just the state of society and why so many people are not using their voices? Because it is very imperative that we do say the right things and, you know, say life-giving things, but some people just don't use their voice for the process of getting through life that they need to use it for. So what do you think's up with that?
For me, I think one of the reasons is fear, number one. And then number two, some people just, from lack of knowledge, they don't know that what they say. If they're speaking negative things, that they're framing their world. And they wonder, wow, you know, just like the person that said, you know, nothing good happens to me. And you watch their lives, nothing good ever happens to them. But they've already put that out in the atmosphere. You could be, another person could be saying, you know, today is my receiving day. Everywhere they go, they went to Starbucks, got a free coffee. You know, they went out to lunch. One of their friends treated them to that for lunch. You know, they went in the parking lot at Publix, you know, and got, you know, found a $10 on the ground, went in and got them $50 worth of groceries for that same $10 because they looking and they've already framed their world. But not only that, they've opened themselves up to receive their, you know, whatever they've spoke out there. So I believe that it's fear. And, you know, once we get beyond that fear and, you know, change what we say and the people that we are around, because if you are around the wrong crowd and y'all all speaking the same way, you know, y'all all going to have the same result, which is nothing.
You're right. You're right. And it has a lot to do with expectancy is what I hear you saying. And it definitely does, because I know there's a pastor who used to say, today is a good day to have a good day. You know?
I love it.
And I always say, like how people say have a great day, I never say have a great day. I say either enjoy a great day or make it a great day. Because at the end of the day, it is up to you. You have the choice to determine how your day is going to go, because you have, I tell people to put on their blinders and rollerblades. Blinders to keep them focused and rollerblades to keep them moving. And so if you have on your blinders and rollerblades, then you determine what's going to come your way. You know, you can't determine somebody else's mood, but you can determine the way in which you respond and interact. So, you know, you got to keep moving. I talk about my voice because that's what you guys hear. Michelle, you've heard me speak. You know, my voice is normally not like this. So, I could have said, okay, we're going to camp. I just can't do it. But that's not my purpose. You know, my purpose is to be here with you Monday, August the 3rd at 6 p.m. to allow your voice to be heard. So that's what we do. So, and just expectation and vision and process, it's the way in which you actually allow yourself to be exposed and to experience life. And that's true. You know, you could have gone through a situation where you went through a lot of situations. We read that. And we talked about it. And the thing that I applied you on is, like, you were like, it was a lot of things that people don't even experience in a lifetime. When I read what you have written so beautifully and spoken about so eloquently, it's a lot of things that people don't even experience in a lifetime. But not only did you experience it, you kept it moving. You know, you kept your blinders and rollerblades on for your kids. And that's such a beautiful thing when you have a why. Have a why, and a why could be your wake up, you know.
Absolutely.
Your why can be your wake up, and that's kind of what happened. You know, you went through all these things where the devil thought he had you, basically, but you kept it moving, and that's so beautiful. So that's what I wanted to
say
to you.
And I also like to say, Stevie, that, you know, practical application along with that as well. You know, I couldn't just say it and believe it but not do anything, because then you're just stuck and all it is just words. So I always like to say, you know, apply those affirmations with practical applications. If you are saying that you want a job, well, then you also, while you're, you know, confessing that I have a job and I have favor, you're putting out your resume, you know, you're making networking connections and all of that. So practical application is also very important.
Yes, ma'am, it is. Faith without works is dead. So I think people, you're right, that's a great reminder, because we never want to be so spiritually wise that we're not earthly good. So that is definitely a great reminder of people, because, you know, we have to be balanced. And all
we
do, and it's hard to be balanced. So, but you gotta be, because if one thing is disjointed, the whole thing is disjointed. If you think about your car you drive every day, if one tire is flat, then you can't go.
That's right. That's correct.
So, I want to now give you an opportunity to just let us know, let them know how they can get in touch with you. And if you have anything coming up next where we can see you and hear you, then please do take this time to do that.
Okay, awesome. thank you again for having me. I just really want to thank you for that. You can reach out to me at my website is MichelleARoberts.com. I am on Facebook at Michelle A. Roberts, INC. Also, I will be actually speaking this Thursday on another show, and if you go to my website or on Facebook, it's posted, the time and the information to log on to that.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. Well, we definitely thank you. It's funny that Dr. Sunday actually allowed her voice to be heard, because one day I was working and she working on something, probably, I don't know what, you know, I have a million projects at once, but I'm working and I just get this inbox. Anytime Dr. Sunday inboxes me, I kind of stop what I'm doing so I could check it out. And she was saying, talking about you. She was telling me that she had a friend who's phenomenal. I was like, I know Michelle. And, you know, you and I got the opportunity to work together in December, which was so awesome.
Yes.
So I'm just excited to hear your voice and be connected to you once again. We didn't have to wait till December 2015 to make it happen, but we just have been spent some just amazing time since the time we spent in December. It's almost like a shift occurred and everyone just got busy, but I appreciate you coming here with us today and sharing your voice and your wisdom, and I look forward to just seeing more and hearing more as we progress. So, yes, yes, yes. Guys, today, yes, awesome. Today has been so phenomenal because Michelle A. Roberts has stopped by and she gave us her wisdom. Every time I hear Michelle speak, it's just something where I learn. I learn, and not only do I learn, she speaks so genuinely. That we're all impacted. You know, some people come, if you're a speaker, you come and you say things that are just, you can tell it's canned, it's written, but it's not coming from a genuine place. And her story is genuine, and that I appreciate because I am part of the Keep It Real Society. I am definitely part of the Keep It Real Society. So, again, this has been PWE Empowerment Radio. Your founders of PWE are Trinita Williams and Tashant Rhodes. And if you or anyone you want to connect to are professional women entrepreneurs, then definitely go to professionalwomenentrepreneurs.org and see the website there. Also, did you know that PWE Empowerment Radio has its own Facebook group? Yes, we do. So you definitely want to be there. And I will see you tomorrow for the lunch and learn that we do at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our guest is the Rhonda McAllister. Again, Rhonda McAllister, who is an awesome speaker, who is all about changing your life and changing your mindset. Because, you know, just like Michelle said, there's always a foundation and a basis of things. We can't just do things outwardly and just so biblically that we've missed it all. So definitely want to thank you for all that you've done here today, Michelle, again. And thank you, guys. I'll see you tomorrow, sharp at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make it a great evening. Bye-bye.